Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Talking shit. You get to eavesdrop. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
I haven't seen you in a couple weeks, Nick, a week and a half, and I haven't seen Cameron over 2 weeks. Didn't you guys do some gigs together?
2 weeks and several days.
Yeah.
Dude, we probably did.
Yeah, we were in Dwight.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Did Dwight like it?
Yeah. Dwight liked it. We were in Dwight.
And Dwight liked it.
And Dwight liked it.
Good shows in Dwight?
Yeah.
All right.
Nick loved being in Dwight.
Was it a bar there or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Where were we? Pivo's Tavern?
Pivo's Tavern.
And Dwight.
And Dwight. They said somebody pulled me, and they may have been messing with me. I don't know. But they said that Pivo was Czech for beer. And that it's like a predominantly Czech community.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Okay.
A lot of Czech people there. And that.
Never knew that.
Yeah, never knew that.
All right.
So shouts out to Dwight, because they were actually a lot of fun. They were really
good. How far
really
is Dwight from here?
I was at 45 minutes, an hour.
Yeah, not far from Lincoln.
Which way?
West.
Okay.
Yeah, but not in like a... I will say it wasn't convenient.
No.
The drive there was like... Is this the best way to get here?
It felt like we were going to someplace we weren't going to arrive at.
Maybe it's one of those towns that make you work to get there. Once you're there, it's cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It was that way.
And the drive back was better because sometimes the map will, like, the map on the phone will be like, oh, what if you get on this gravel road for 4 miles? Like, no, I'd rather drive 8 minutes out of the way and not be on gravel.
Yeah. But the locals will tell you, they're like, you know, what you need to do is go up to the baseball field. That's how you, and he was right. Yeah. Oh, we went to the baseball field, and I was like, that guy knew what he was talking about.
They always know. Yeah,
the baseball
field.
He's
like, hop on 92. Like, I don't know where 92 is, right.
So you navigate by landmarks.
Navigated by landmarks and the good word of the good people of Dwight.
All right.
Pivo, P-I-V-O?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Czech for beer.
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, that's why they call it Pivos.
Yeah. I don't think the locals are making this just jacket with the two Omaha guys. Let's tell them it means beer and
these
Czech.
City boys.
That's what I was very
yeah, certain.
All right,
I actually should have looked that up.
Yeah.
Backtrack a bit here. Some stuff we discussed earlier. Some messages are coming in.
Yeah.
Richard says, I smoke 4 times a day and an ounce will last me a month. I'm with Todd. No way, 16 ounces in 3 months. There's a TikTok girl who claimed to have smoked a pound of weed. What, every 3 months?
Yeah, three months.
For 9 years.
Yeah. Oh, and he said, it's not just me smoking, so he shares, unlike me. And then our buddy Lester says, over an ounce a week for 9 years, not possible. And Jason says, I have your back, Todd. I'm a razor to the balls guy, have been for 20 years. Only cut myself once because I was in a hurry.
Well, you should have a shave party with that dude then.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
Videotape that.
Everybody, all together now.
Yeah. When you shave your balls.
That was the question?
Yeah. Do you put the razor to it or do you use a clipper? Everyone else here uses clippers except me.
Right.
I get a razor.
I like them smooth. Well, Nick likes them smooth, too.
Nick likes them smooth.
Well, the gay community usually does like them smooth. You know?
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
That's who I do it
Nothing
for.
Nothing wrong against that, but
yeah,
I don't
that's
care
who I do it for.
He inherited that.
Yeah.
It's a chafing thing.
Right. Just in case.
Right.
You never know who you're going to run across. So you should have your balls shaved.
All right.
Smooth.
I think people need to do a combination of a lot of things. You know, you start hedge trimmer, you work your way in with scissors, just a little, you know, the barber scissors. Maybe you bring out the clippers, you got a T trimmer, you got some razors.
Yeah.
Maybe just cheese grate off whatever you get. You know, whatever it takes to do what you got to do. You know, man, I
ain't even taking the barber scissors down there. That I don't trust myself with that.
Oh, I cut the long hairs off with the scissors right away once in a while, yeah.
I've always thought I get a rogue long one in. Would be just a tremendous torture device.
It would.
Apparently you think about that a lot.
Why don't you see how it goes?
Yeah. Layers and layers of skin.
Oh, God.
No, I would want to do that to somebody else.
You ever catch, like, your knuckle? Like, grating cheese or something? Yeah. You ever just catch just your knuckle? Brought,
the cheese grater shows up at the end of William Wallace. You know, that's how he dies. You know,
Braveheart?
Braveheart, yeah. That cheese grater comes up.
Cheese grater to him.
Oh, yeah. Anybody,
before they disembowel and they cheese grate him.
Anybody whose hand has slipped off using a box grater and caught the knuckle or the fingertip or anything, that hurts. Yeah. That's terrible.
Even if it's just the tip.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The other torture device would be I have this metal bristle thing that's used to clean the grate on the grill.
And you could
remove an entire
layer
of skin.
Don't pass out of Todd's house, man.
This is all he thinks about.
The grater.
Right. I got the cheese grater.
All you need is a victim, bro.
Todd, he's got all his household appliances
ranked. An even
ranked.
More effective method than the cheese grater, because those are bigger holes, is the one you use to zest lemons.
The microplane.
Tiny. Tiny little holes.
I think it all hurt. You probably shave your balls with those, though. The tiny one.
Just rip you up.
So, Todd, to back up your theory here, many years ago, when I was about 10 years old, my dad got into a motorcycle accident, hit a deer. And
you had to shave his balls?
No. Okay. The metal brush comes into play here.
Okay.
He ended up at the hospital, obviously.
Yeah.
He had a whole bunch of road rash up and down his arms, legs.
Right, so they had to take a bunch of skin off, didn't they?
Well, what happened was the deer had apparently just eaten, because on top of all that road rash was half-digested grass.
Oh, and that deer hair, the fine deer hair would get involved in your skin, too.
So to clean him off, he said, they took a wire brush to his arms and legs to make sure to get all of that grass and crap out of the wounds.
Was he screaming like a bitch?
Oh, yeah, he said it was one of the most painful things he's ever been through.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, he said it was god-awful. But they had to clean those wounds or they would have gotten infected.
I remember I had to console your mom for a couple weeks there.
I mean, that is probably effective. It's like when you think about it, you're like, they would just get right in and get it out, as fast as you can, as opposed to like spending an hour trying to tweezer every
right. Just deal with the pain, dude. It's going to hurt. Yeah. You're the only one in the accident. Okay.
It was borderline torture, he said. Ooh. But you understand why they have to do it, but.
Did he have a jacket on, or he just?
It was summer. He was just wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah,
That's beyond borderline. That's plain torture.
But
from Torture Todd over here.
Yeah. They had to get those.
Apparently, studies
clean,
this. Right? Well, like a drawing quarter guy in the back here.
Sweeney Todd.
Kitchen drawers.
Sweeney Todd. Exactly. Sweeney Todd.
It is Sweeney Todd.
Todd's feeling Sweeney.
Did you see the email about the guy? More of drugs through TSA here.
Several years ago, I won't say his name. Post 9/11, buddy and I bought one-way tickets to fly from Wichita to Chicago to pick up a car I bought off eBay. Obviously, unbeknownst to me, because we bought one-way tickets, they flagged us. I didn't know they did that.
Probably right after 9/11.
Yeah, if it was close to right after 9/11, I bet that would have got a side eye.
Remember, it was a random flag for a while there, and then it was, they probably in the beginning it was, I remember flying to Vegas a few times and being pulled over to the side, They randomly flagged people.
Especially if you don't have any luggage, if you're not checking any luggage.
Well, no, they ran the flag as you was going down the. I remember just
that was a red flag.
They pulled you off to the side, getting on the plane. If you remember, that's what they used to do. I remember flying. I remember we took it. My favorite one of those was you and I were hosting one of those trips to Vegas. The whole plane is full of Todd and Tyler listeners, so it's probably about 50 people getting on this plane, and Todd and I are at front of A. And I'm talking to the guy who's about to let us on.
The gate agent.
He recognizes us. He started talking to us. And so we're probably about 5 or 6 people back. And they start letting people through. And he flagged me. I'm thinking, we were just talking, dude.
At that time, wasn't it just like a random computer screen that
He told me it was random, obviously.
Yeah, he didn't have anything to do with it. Yeah. He was just packing coke
like Todd was, but Todd got through, which is cool. You know?
It does make sense, like, if you think about, like, right after...
It was right after.
Right after 9/11, one-way
flight.
First couple
years. Yeah, one-way flight. Yep. That was it.
You're wearing a shirt that says, well, this is it.
Right.
And you got no luggage. Yeah.
You got your certificate that says, I can't take a plane up in the air, but I can land it.
Right.
Yeah.
So he was flying to Chicago to get a car to drive back. Right. Okay.
Buddy had sewn 4 grams of coke into the waistband of his pants.
For the trip back. I love that.
For the return trip, for the drive back. Yeah. Well, that's a long drive.
Yeah, I'm with them.
They pulled us out of line, brought us behind a curtain, made us take our belts off, roll our waistbands down, went through our bags.
Where was the coke again?
In the waistband, sewn into the waistband.
Sewn in.
Checked our shoes, etc.
I would think the guy'd be sweating like crazy.
I thought, oh, holy hell, he's going to prison, but we made it through.
Yeah. Not while you're with him, dude. Nah, granted, it's not on you, though.
I don't know. You wouldn't be an accomplice in that situation, I don't think.
If it's just in his pants.
I think he'd be more bummed that he had to fly to Wichita by himself. He should be flying to Chicago by himself, drive the car back without any coke.
Because his buddy got arrested, man. Do you think he'd be seen as more of an accomplice if he were like a tailor, you know?
Definitely.
I don't think they ask your occupation, but just don't say tailor.
Yeah.
I'm not a tailor.
Right. You sew this. What makes you think of that? And then he's got like the measuring tape. Right.
Yeah. He had a little chalk in his pocket.
Well, Austin told us Monday he sewed a little pocket in his underwear when he used to fly back from LA with weed.
Yeah,
right under his sack right there.
Yeah.
He learned it in sewing
class. Why not just stuff the weed in your underwear?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You got to have a pouch for it?
Yeah.
He made a special pouch for it. But I contend that...
So it wouldn't fall out of his underwear.
Right. If you're a good tailor, they wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, good tailor.
That you had sewed some coke into the waist.
Yeah, but good tailor. All the pinstripes would be coke. You know, in your suit.
The coke had to be in... plastic top, because if it's just in a regular old seal, the paper would get wet, and it just, you know, that happened. You'd sweat through that paper.
Right. You can't.
The magazine thing.
The magazine thing. Yeah.
Well, according to Narcos on Netflix, that's how the whole coke to the U.S. started. Was a guy with like 4 kilos sewn into a jacket.
Oh, originally,
you know,
okay.
Just hopping onto flights from Medellin to Miami and taking 4 or 5 kilos at a time.
Yeah.
You just got to book the return flight.
Yeah, I just do that so you'll get flagged. Don't mule drugs, kids.
No, don't do that, kids.
So Jesus. I still have a question about
just us trying to figure it out in excruciating detail.
I know.
I mentioned before.
As long as you have a disclaimer, we're fine with all this stuff.
TSA shows up here.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Before we went on break, I mentioned it's cheaper to fly to Western Colorado. They fly to Montrose now. But you got to go through Denver.
Montrose rocks.
And I still don't know what's stopping me, you know, if I'm just carrying on. From just getting off and not making my flight to Montrose. Getting off in Denver.
Nothing's going
to
stop you.
Remember, we dove into that, Todd. Yeah. It's not TSA. It's the airlines.
It's
a violation of, you know, the terms of service that they give you that you just blindly agree to.
Okay, so they could maybe not allow me to fly in the future because I blew off my next flight. But the next leg.
Your return trip would be screwed.
Yeah, they might cancel your return trip. They might revoke some of your frequent flyer miles.
You could, Todd, do that once or two. First of all, you could do it once for sure and just say, listen, it was an emergency. I had to get off the plane.
Right.
You know, that's no
big
deal.
Poop. Mm-hmm.
Right. I had to poop. Right.
I had to poop and I missed my flight to Montrose.
Right. They'll believe that looking at you.
There are apps and websites where you can like specifically, like when it's booking you flights, it might do the same type of thing. It might be like, okay, we're going to book you this flight to Montrose. You're just going to get off in Denver. But the app will tell you don't care. You know, you have to carry on.
Right.
Or you can't bring luggage.
Because your luggage is going to Monzo.
But, I mean, there are places that, like, will just advise. I mean, is there something that suggests that they are going to stop you? Because I don't think they're going to look into it at all.
No, I've not heard anything.
They're not going to
care. No, I don't think they do
at
all.
What I've heard is, what can they do? Nothing.
I've booked flights that way.
Have you?
Yeah. There's a, like, there's an app you can use, and it'll tell you, like, what is the cheapest way. And sometimes that is.
Yeah.
And as long as you don't check your luggage, then whatever.
That's just stupid. I don't understand that. What I heard is sometimes when they have, this is a new route. So if they're promoting a new route, sometimes they will offer better prices for that, which is, just encourages this sort of behavior.
Yeah.
Right.
And if there was a case where they wanted you to be on the second plane, couldn't you just go up to the, like, scan your boarding pass to go to Montrose, and then instead of getting on the jetway, just Montrose leaving?
Rocks. Yeah. I don't know that they would let
just
you
scan your boarding,
pass,
and you're like, all right.
Scan and then walk
see
away.
See you later. Right.
Oh, actually, I got to go get something real quick.
They're like, plane is that way. You're like, yeah, I'm good.
Shirt that says, well, this is it. Yeah.
You should sell that shirt on stage now. This is it. You're making a bit out of it now, you know?
Yeah. Hidden city ticketing is the term for this.
Okay.
And they do say it's completely legal.
That's a band name, man. Yeah.
It is completely legal, but, you know, the airlines don't like you to, so they might try to punish you in any way they can, but TSA or
well, Todd would choose the greater if he's getting punished. On his nipples.
Apparently, Sweeney Todd wants the punishment.
I must bear the punishment. It was my fault. Please grate my nipples here in the run on the tarmac.
Well, if the airline's got the money, why do they care?
You're right, because you're right. People are flying standby. They could fill that seat easily, right?
You could sell it twice.
Right.
I love the time.
Save a little fuel.
He wants his nipples scraped. No one else brought that up.
I know.
You brought up having the nipples scraped.
I threw the nipple part up there. That's a good point. Well, Walsh would have liked the nipple one, too. He's into that.
Yeah.
As we found out yesterday. Yeah. We were talking about the T-twisters he went through in school. Because he had big ones by his own admission there.
So. Oh, they're right there.
They're right there. And he was so tall, they're right in people's faces, basically, right there.
He's just taunting them.
Just begging to be twisted.
Yeah. Cameron Logs, you got a gig this week, Cameron? You want to plug or anything?
No. Check out my social media this week. That's all weekend long, watch my social media.
It was funny. I saw a... somebody shared one of your bits on TikTok. One of your... who was that? Somebody said, this guy's really, really good. And they showed you do a couple voices.
Oh, that's good.
And I shared it. Said, oh, I said, well, he's from here. The guy didn't know you're from Omaha.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, he just thought, because you can't tell in those videos.
Sure.
They're national. Yeah, I can't remember what it was.
It was during
vacation, and I saw the video of you, and somebody was saying, this guy's really good. You should check him out. And I said, hey, he's on our show every week, and he's from Omaha.
Nice.
Nick, where you at?
Friday night, I'll be at Rock Hopper Brewing in Syracuse, Nebraska, and Saturday Tavern on the Square in Lincoln.
All right. You know how to get to both of those places,
right?
Yeah. Syracuse is actually pretty close, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And Gary Curtis, I just booked a 420 show at the Funny Bone.
Oh, really?
We're going to do a thing where, like, both of us are on stage. We'll have some guests. And
no.
If Colleen's listening, no.
Yeah.
What's the 20th? What day is that?
It's a Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I think we're going to do something. It's going to be different than just a regular show. We might try to, you know, see who's the highest in the crowd or whatever.
Oh, okay.
We'll figure something out.
All right.
How the hell do you measure that?
We'll find out. I think we're going to put some questions together, get to the bottom of it.
All right. Is it going to be funny?
No. We just did it. We got the idea because we had a show that ended up being like super laid back. And Gary at that old mill show Friday the other day, Gary ended up saying something from the crowd, and I was like, you just want to come up here? So like, he was up there during my set. We had a lot of fun.
Got it. All right.
That's around. So we're going to do that on 420.
Yeah. Make it as fun as Dwight, right?
Yeah. Dwight was a blast.
They built a stage for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That day.
Yeah. They called Nick. They're like, do you need a stage?
Nick's how high like, was it? Yeah. At least 3 or 4 feet?
Pallets and plywood?
No, it was probably, I don't know, 6-8 inches off the
six,
ground.
Eight inches, but it was enough to be higher than the crowd. They carpeted it.
Oh, really?
It was nice. That would have taken me months to build.
Czechoslovakian ingenuity right there.
That's what it was.
I saw those guys once. They were great.
Cameron Logs are with us. Tomorrow, Regan will be here tomorrow.
Yep.
All right. And keep responding with some other emails, I guess, coming in from that.
There's a couple more ball trimming horror stories that have come in.
All right.
Oh.
Using a grater like Todd does?
No. Kid,
they're only for nipples, man.
Full-size scissors.
Okay.
Oh! Whoa!
All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.